The second question, you believe that man should live more meditatively. How can this solve life problems or prevent wars? First, I don't believe a thing. I am not a believer at all. Never join the word belief with me. This is not my belief that man should live more meditatively. This is my understanding that man can live only in meditation, otherwise there is no life. Meditation is life. Not to be in meditation is not to live. Then you only pretend that you are living. Then your life is just a mask. It has no authenticity in it. It has no depth. It is just the surface, the facade. So first, I don't believe that men should live more meditatively. Second, I have no shoulds and should nots. Never bring those words when I am concerned. I don't give you any shoulds. Because all shoulds bring guilt. If I say, you should do this, I am creating guilt in you. If you cannot do it, there will be guilt. You will feel you have missed something. You will become more miserable. And the should means future. I am not concerned with the future at all. Look at the lilies in the field. They think not of the morrow. Hence they are beautiful. Listen to the birds in the trees. They don't think of the morrow. Hence they are fantastic. Gorgeous. Their each moment is so joyful. I don't give you any should. Should means future. Should means you have to do something tomorrow or the next moment. Should cannot be related with the present. Should brings future in. My whole concern is with the present, this moment. I don't give you any dreams. Shoulds are all utopian. They say if you do this, then this will happen. They are conditions. And I say to you that God is unconditionally given to you. It is a gift. There is no way to earn God. There is no way to become worthy of having God. God is not a position. God is a gift and an unconditional gift. It is available to each and everyone. There is no should to be fulfilled. So even meditation is not a should. And thirdly, how can you do meditation? It is not a question of doing. You can be in meditation, but you cannot do it. It is like love. You can be in love, but you cannot do it. Have you ever tried doing love? Then you go on doing something else. And there is no flow. And there is no glow. And there is no joy. It becomes a duty. You go into empty gestures, impotent movements, but there is no soul in it. You cannot do love. Love is a state, not an act. So is meditation. Meditation is a state of silence. Meditation is the state of no desire. Meditation is the state of no past, no future. Meditation is the state when you are not doing anything, just cherishing your being. Just happy that you are. Happy that you are breathing. Simply happy. For no reason at all. In those moments, there is meditation. I cannot say to you that meditation is a should, that you should do it. I can only explain to you what meditation is. If you understand me, you will be in meditation. There is no should to it. If you don't understand me, you will not be in meditation. But then too, you need not feel guilty. Guilt comes when you do something and you fail. Now, meditation can become the sure way to create guilt. If you do it, you will fail. That's how people are guilty. They try to make love and it doesn't happen. They feel guilty. They start thinking, I am unloving. I am trying my hard and it is not happening. Naturally, they think that something is wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with you. The only thing wrong is that you are trying something which cannot be tried. You are trying to do something which can only be spontaneous. It comes when it comes. At the most, what you can do is not to resist it. When it comes, not to resist it. When it comes, keep your doors open. That's all. But that is not much of a doing. It is more of a non-doing. You can allow meditation to happen, or you can resist meditation and not allow it to happen. Should cannot be made out of it. I don't give you any commandments. I am not a commander. All commanders are dangerous people. They have destroyed humanity. All commandments have corrupted men because they have created guilt. A should is a goal. I am simply sharing my understanding with you. I am in no way concerned in improving upon you. I am not trying to fix you. If you want to be fixed, you should go to a psychiatrist, a psychoanalyst, a therapist. They are the people who fix you. But the very idea of fixing a person is insulting. It means you have been taken as a thing. Yes, a car can be fixed in the garage. And when your bathroom is leaking, a plumber can fix it. Man is not a thing. You cannot fix man. First, the priests used to do it. Now the psychotherapist is doing it. The psychoanalyst is failing. Not because something was wrong in the priest or something is wrong in the psychoanalyst. No. The whole effort is wrong. You cannot fix anybody. Man is freedom. The idea to fix him reduces him to be a thing, kills his spirit. I don't give you any soot, and I don't want to fix you. In fact, I am not interested in your spiritual growth at all. What I am interested in is in sharing that which has happened to me. Not that I have done it. It has happened to me. And because it has happened to me, how I can give a soot to you? It happens. I can only make you alert of how it happens. It has nothing to do with you or with your doing. You have to be receptive. Understanding makes you receptive. Understanding makes you more relaxed. Understanding brings you in a kind of let go. And in that space, meditation simply is. Meditation is a state when you are not trying for anything, not even for meditation. Meditation state is a state of non-striving, utterly relaxed, no goal, nowhere to go, nothing to be done. The sheer joy of being is what meditation is. How can you do it? Doing it, you will destroy it. So I cannot give you a sutra. You ask, you believe that man should live more meditatively. No. All that I want to say to you is that meditation is your birthright. It is there, waiting for you to relax a little bit, so it can sing a song, so that it can become a dance. The flower is there, but you are so much worried of other things that you can't see it. It has already happened. It has happened the moment you were born. It has happened the moment you became alive. The moment you entered into existence, meditation has bloomed in you. And sometimes there are moments when you become aware of it. Just hidden beneath the surface of your day-to-day activities, have you not become aware of a substratum deep down where nothing ever happens and all is silent? In the Upanishad they say that life is like two birds sitting on a tree. One bird is sitting high on the top of the tree, unmoving. Silent, as if not. Another word is jumping from one branch to another, from this fruit to that fruit, is fighting, is struggling, is trying to reach, is much tense, tired, frustrated. And the Upanishads say these two words are you. On the lower, the one word goes on, jumping, rushing, in a hurry, doing this and that. On a higher branch, the another word goes on, sitting, just watching the lower word and the fullest efforts that he is making. And both are you. Deepest in you, meditation is already the case. So whenever it happens that your day-to-day turmoil is a little bit less, maybe you are watching a sunset. And watching the sunset, your constant chattering mind has become quiet. The beauty of the sunset has made it quiet. You are in a kind of awe. The wonders, the mystery, the beautiful sun setting, the night descending, the birds moving back to their nests, the whole earth getting ready to rest. Maybe the whole climate of rest. The day is gone and the turmoil of the day is gone. Your mind feels quiet. The bird on the lower branch sits for a moment, unmoving. Suddenly, there are not two birds anymore, there is only one bird. Suddenly you feel great joy arising in you. You think that it is because of the beautiful sunset. That's where you are wrong. The beautiful sunset may have functioned as a situation, but it is not because of that. The joy is coming from within words. The sun may have helped but it is not the source. It may have been helpful to create this situation, but it is not the cause. The joy is coming from you. It is arising in you. It was there. Just the surface mind has to settle in a quiet space, and it starts arising. Or looking at the moon, or sometime listening to music, Beethoven or Mozart, or sometimes playing a flute, or sometimes doing nothing, just sitting on the grass, basking in the sun, or sometimes walking in the rains, and the water goes on splashing on you, and everything is cool and wet, and the smell of the earth, and the music of the falling rain, and suddenly the joy is there, the benediction is there. It does not come from the outside. It comes from your innermost core, and that's what I call meditation. Once you have started understanding this, you will be falling more and more into that meditative state. It is not something to do, it is something to understand.